Now, you'll have to imagine all the instruments in your head.
Hang on.
Sully closed his eyes.
What are you doing?
Tuning.
Just listen. I'll play my song for you.
Miller turned back to the piano and placed his fingers on the keys. But before he could play a single note, he heard the exact same piece of music coming from a different part of the jungle. Only this piece was fully orchestrated.
But kind of tinny.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's not me.
Me either. My orchestra's still tuning. It's a little teeny, too.
But that sounds just like my song. Come on, Sully.
The two followed the music to Gruffy Bear's cave. Gruffy was outside, standing next to an old record player.
Gruffy?
Hi, Miller. Sully?
What's that song?
Oh, it's a new album. See? Here's the cover.
I knew it. Mozart, Mozart, Mozart. Always Mozart.
What's the matter, Millard?
Ever since I was little, I've been shown up by Mozart.
Well, if you gotta be shown up.
It's like I've never had an original idea. Whatever I do, Mozart always one-ups me. Composing, painting, basketball, macrame.
Wait a minute, are we talking about Mozart?
The Mozart?
Yeah, Steve Mozart from the jungle down the path. You know another Mozart?
Well, Kevin Mozart from the jungle up the path.
His sister Millie Mozart played the tuba.
Not very well.
I know, huh?
Oh, and there's Mozart.
That guy who paints and draws by number?
Yeah. You remember Al Mozart?
Hey! The point is, Steve Mozart has always shown me up in everything I've ever tried to do.
Yeah, Steve is amazing.
Did you hear he found Waldo?
Steve Mozart found Waldo?
Then again, you think Steve's amazing. How about Waldo? He always knows where he is.
That Waldo, he's amazing.
Waldo, he just knows where he is. What's so amazing about that?
Do you know where he is?
I don't even know who he is.
He does.
Well, when you put it that way, Waldo is amazing, whoever he is.
And so is Steve.
Hello? We're talking about me now, remember?